there's a new tree on the grounds at the White House, a gift of French President Macron and his wife, to commemorate the role of American troops, especially the Marines, in 1918 in World War I, when they held off the Germans in Belleau Wood, effectively preventing them from marching on Paris. It put the Marines on the map, but at a cost. Over 1,800 American troops were killed, around 8,000 more wounded there. The tree planted at the White House yesterday grew on those blood-soaked Belleau grounds. William Anderson is a retired Marine Corps colonel who's writing a battlefield guide to Belleau Wood and gives tours to Marines there. Colonel Anderson, my Marine dad is going to roll over in his grave hearing this, but previous to this battle, Marines were kind of dismissed. Someone wrote, just bellhops and stevedores?
Yeah, that's true. Prior to about 1916, the Marine Corps was a very small organization and limited to ships detachments with the Navy and several kind of expeditionary installations around the world, and hadn't really involved in a major land campaign.
Right. Well, the Corps was ramped up for World War I, Marines fighting in Belleau Wood alongside the U.S. Army. And we understand famously went forward when exhausted French troops were pulling back. Some of the iconic lines of Marine lore were shouted as they went forward. Tell us more about what they did.
The stop in the Germans, it was called kind of the Gettysburg of the war for the Americans.
The Gettysburg of the war. And we understand lines like the one from Sergeant Dan Daly, you know, come on, you sons of bitches, do you want to live forever? As he waved the Marines on me, going right at the Germans. Another Marine was reported to have said to a retreating French soldier who said, look, you know, you probably shouldn't go forward. And he said, retreat, hell, we just got here. This idea that they took it right to the Germans, marching and using their machine guns as they walked.
Yeah, they stepped out of the woods. They took terrible casualties because the Germans had plenty of time to dig into the area at Belleau Wood and cause, you know, just terrible casualties. The 6th of June was the most catastrophic day in Marine Corps history in terms of casualties up to that date. It wouldn't be until Tarawa in 1943 that the Marine Corps would experience the same level of terrible casualties.
Well, when you say, I mean, it was tip of the spear fighting.
Absolutely. Close combat, we would call it three-meter war. One particular Marine would just know what was going on around him about 3 meters. Wasn't sure who was in front of him, wasn't sure who was behind him, and especially wouldn't know who was on his flanks.
Yeah. It's been said that this battle, such a part of Marine Corps history, literally, as we said, putting him on the map, that it's almost as iconic as the flag raising at Iwo Jima.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the legends is the origin of the nickname Devil Dogs is said to have had its roots in Belleau Wood. Not only did it blunt the German offensive and restore hope to exhausted allies, that the Marines were, you know, part of the American army that had come to France and they were going to fight. The Allies weren't really sure how the Americans were going to fare against these experienced German soldiers.
Yeah, but they staved them off. I mean, they staved them off from Paris. Look, you now give tours, and just for the military, at the military cemetery that is now at Belleau Wood. And you're going back for the 100th anniversary next month. What's it like to be there?
It's quite an experience. I mean, the area hasn't changed very much in 100 years. It's still the beautiful rolling, you know, countryside of the Champagne region. The wood is still there, much like it was 100 years ago. The tree lines of the forest are the same. The roads are the same. Mm-hmm. It's just a great experience to go to those places where, you know, people have, you know, distinguished themselves on the battlefield.
And how do the French receive you?
The French are, in my experience going there for over 20 years, the French cherish the memories of the 4th Marine Brigade as much as they would cherish any of their own, you know, units in the military. They come out in large numbers for the ceremonies there and on Veterans Day and Memorial Day. They're so warm and friendly, and it's almost an emotional experience for Marines to go there and then see how the French react to our presence.
Well, and now there is a tree that grew in that, as we said, blood-soaked soil here on American soil at the White House. Your thoughts on that?
I think that's a startling tribute to Marines and, you know, great credit on the French for coming up with that idea. I mean, some guy said we got to bring something, you know, as a gift on this state visit, and for them to think of something as significant as an oak tree from Belleau Wood to me is just remarkable, and it supports what I said earlier about how much they remember and cherish that that memory. Of course, you know, people who were there at the time are long gone. Now, but you have now children in the local schools coming out and supporting the ceremonies. It's just fascinating to me.
Well, and more attention paid here. Colonel Anderson, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for your father's service as well.
Ah, yes.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi.